Hello everyone. Yeah, so today we will be presenting Remix with Rob Stupay here. Hey. So I am part of the Berlin CPP team in Berlin, and so I am a developer of Remix. If you already have internet now, you can browse remix.ethereum.org, and we have a version there. And so there is also like documentations, and you can also browse our chats, our GitHub chats, slash remix, but you can also go to remix-dev, and it's a more developer chat. So today, I will be most of the time presenting what Remix is and what are the new features of Remix. We will go over like what happened last year after Shanghai. We will go over all the new features that we have, and we have one kind of important features, which is actually a tool. It's RemixD. And I will present so how we can use Remix together with Geth and Mist. Then we can take a look to the link that we have between us, the CPP team, Remix, and the community. There is a lot of link, it's nice. Then Rob here will talk a bit about a new UI changes in Remix that will be deployed soon. And then we'll go over the usual what's next. So if I want to resume a bit what Remix is, I would say that's just a solidity editor first, that contain a basic syntax highlighting, that contain auto-completion, so you have basic IDE features, like. So you can just write smart contracts in Solidity. It contain a runtime environment, which is completely integrated in the browser, which means that when you would create transaction, when you would send transaction, everything will be run inside the browser. But you can also, if you like, use Remix with any external node. Like you can plug Remix with Geth, or you can plug Remix with Parity or the C++ client. And then, first important features of Remix is the code analysis. So as long as you are writing code, we will just analyze the code, and then Remix will just propose some warnings and display some warnings in order to improve the code and in order to avoid mistakes. So this is Remix, and I will go over a basic use cases now. So you can input contract. Here, this is the default one, ballot.sol. You have two important stuff happening in the right panel, which is the compile tab and the run tab. So if you look at the compile tab, you will have some information about the compilation results. You will have some information about the static analyzer. For example, here you can see that the compiler gives you one warning and the static analyzer gives you two warnings. So you can check in real time what you could do, and you can check if there are maybe some mistakes in the code. So you just write contract and you compile a contract. Then you might need to run a contract. So we'll just go to the run tab. And there are several options at this point. You can use the integrated VM in the browser, or you can plug Remix to any external node. And for example, in this slide, you will click on create. That will create a new transaction, and you will be able to see the result in the terminal below. So you can see that below, I can see the new transaction, you can see the from field, you can see the transaction hash, and you can see a bunch of other informations. If you want more information about transaction, you can then click on the next, details button here. And you can see more of the information like execution cost, transaction cost, value, the bytecode, the deployed bytecode. And then, important feature is the status field here. This is a new feature that has been released with the Byzantium release. And if you want to have more information about the execution of the transaction, you can click on the debug button here, and you will be able to start a new debug session here, and you will be able to go through the execution step by step. And yeah, so this is a really basic use cases of Remix. You write contract, you verify contract with the analyzer, and then you can debug the contract. You execute and you debug the contract. Yeah, so I will go a bit outside of technical stuff now. We have this year three new contributors in Remix, which is very nice. We have a lot of new users. You can join the channel. And we have a new interface. Well, the interface is not completely new, but then now we have a style guide, thanks to Nina, that allows to have a more cleaner design. And we are really proud of it now. So yeah, and you can just ask them questions. There are Nina Bresnik, Sarah Paff, and Rob here. They love to answer questions. Okay, so I will go over some features that have been deployed in Remix lately. The interesting one is the static analysis. It's just a bunch of modules that will run along the compilations and that will check if there are mistakes and if the code can be improved. For example, the second one from the top is check effect, and that will check if there might be any redundancy issue. For example, if you look at gas and economy, the second one, there is this on local calls. That means that it's not very nice if you call a kernel function to use this dot. It's better to just call a function with the name of the function because it will consume more gas. So it's a bunch of modules that are here to facilitate the tests of the contract, the verification of the contract, and that can, as much as possible, forbid to make mistakes. Yeah, thanks to Serapath, we have this terminal, which is, I think, very nice. What you can do here, you can see transactions, as we have seen earlier, but you can also input JavaScript code, so you can input script. In this example, you can see that there is a call to get block number, like web3.eth.getBlockNumber. This is JavaScript code, by the way. So you can just input scripts, and you will have the result in the console. You can also listen on network. That means that either here will be displayed transactions that are executed from the Remix UI, or maybe you want to here display any transactions. So you will check listen on network, and you will be able to see all the transactions mined in the network, and you will be able then to debug and to inspect them. Yeah, the usual debugging features. You can see the state of the contract. I mean the solidity state, the decoded state. And you can also see the local variables. One example here. And yeah, you also have breakpoints. So you just put the breakpoints in the code, and then you click on jump to network, and you will be jumped to the network. Yeah, this is basic AD features, but that makes life easier, I think. Yeah, one really nice stuff that we have since a few months is the Swarm integration. Really cool. So you can then publish on Swarm. So you see that on the upper right of the image here, you can see the details of a contract. If you click on publish on Swarm, you will just deploy this bunch of JSON stuff in Swarm, which is the version of the compiler used to compile, which contain some settings, and which contain also the source code that has been used to compile. So you just click on publish on Swarm and everything will be pushed on Swarm. And then you can reuse it in Remix, or you can also reuse it in any kind of applications that use Swarm, obviously. In Remix, you can use the Swarm integration directly in the source code. Here, you can see import token from and then a BZZ URL. Yeah, so I think this is really important feature because that leads us very more decentralized way to develop dApps. And yeah, that's most of the one very nice feature that we have since a few months. So now we'll go back to what Remix is. Remix is a web app. And as a web app, it's a bit hard to keep your code because the code is stored then in the browser. And if you lose the storage, if you clear the browser, then you will lose everything. So it's very bad. One solution will be to use files that are in your local system, but using the API of Chrome or so on, but it's a bit complicated maybe, and maybe we don't want to do that. So one solution will be to use RemixD. What RemixD do, basically, it will share a folder between Remix and your local computer. So you will say to RemixD, okay, I have this folder, please let me access this folder from Remix ID. This is the basic use case of RemixD. The other use case is just why I'm here now today. This is the integration between Remix, Mist, and Guess. Now I will just say to Remix, D, please start Guess, start Mist, then use this folder to store the chain data, maybe load a front end somewhere, and that will just create a new development environment inside the computer that you can use. So what I will do, I will start RemixD that will spawn a new blockchain, or you can use an existing one. You will share a folder between your local computer and Remix ID. You will maybe, if you want, save a folder in your computer so you can browse dApps. And you will start Guess or Mist. Or if you don't want to start Mist, you start Guess, and you can then use your normal browser together with MetaMask, for example. Now, I will just give here a small test case. I am here, I will listen on network, I am in Mist, but I am browsing Remix inside Mist. I will check listen on network. At this point, all the transactions will be displayed in Remix. Then I go back to the front end, and I will just play a bit with the front end here. I will input some value, and I will click on give here. That will just create a new transaction. Until then, it's fine. I will validate the transaction. I will wait a bit. And RemixD, by the way, will automatically mine stuff. So I don't have to start to mine. Everything will be mined automatically. So that will be mine. I will go to RemixD. Remix. Then at this point, I can see transactions happening here in the terminal of Remix. And I can inspect the transaction, I can see the execution cost, I can see some other information about transactions, and I can also debug it. Yeah, so this is one specific use cases that you may want to have. I mean that you have your contract, you feel that your contract is okay, but then you want to test your contract and you want to use your contract in your front end. And at this point, you will have to go back and forth between the front end and the contract. Like, okay, you play with the front end, and then you realize that you have to modify something in the contract. So you go to the contract, and then you go to the front end again, and to the contract again. Yeah, this is very long. But with that, you can easily switch between, and you can easily make modification in the contract and see the modifications in the front end. But maybe you don't want that. Maybe you just want to have a contract and to deploy the contract without dApps, and it's fine. So this is resolve very specific use cases. Remix and the community. So you can browse Remix now. You can access the chats, you can discuss with us, and you can ask questions, and you can ask for new features, of course. If you go to etascan.io, you can also use Remix Debugger. You can also use MetaMask with Remix, and a very nice feature that's been deployed, maybe not deployed, but that is currently in development, is a way to debug transactions from MetaMask. So basically, MetaMask will replay the transaction inside MetaMask and will give the trace to Remix. So you can then debug any transaction from Rinkoby or Robston or any other app. Infura, important too. This is another way to debug transactions. So Infura is a bunch of nodes that are maintained by them, and everyone can query those nodes, but then you cannot now query debug endpoints. You cannot debug transaction using Infura. And I would really like this to be happening because that will allow a bunch of nice stuff. Swarm ENS integration. You can now browse remix.ide.eth in Swarm. And this is really important to move there a more decentralized way of doing stuff. Mist, we already saw that. And NPM modules, which is another important features or advancement, I would say. We really want to split up Remix in different parts so the community can use it. Because now, if you want to use only static analyzer, you will have to pull the whole Remix. And you don't want that. You just want to pull the static analyzer. So we need to split up into several modules. What's next? I think I will let Rob speak now. He will talk about some new UI changes. Thanks.
Well, all that technology is kind of cool, but what we're going to talk about now is aesthetics. And themes are coming to Remix. We've made a dark theme, and I like the idea of themes because they're going to we're going to be aesthetically flexible for both your eyes and your taste, but also for your application. So it's going to be easier to integrate Remix into your projects. That's the next button. So we've made the dark theme is using the Metropolis color palette. And that's the compile tab. And here's the run tab. And in this Metropolis edition Remix, we're going to highlight Metropolis changes as they get reflected into the Remix tool, and also Solidity changes and the UI changes as they get reflected in the tool. So you'll be able to navigate Remix better with these new updates. And also, because this is a great platform for learning Solidity, we're going to be having a lot of tutorials and instruction for beginners, so you can start learning Solidity with this tool because it's a test. It has a test environment, and you're not going to lose all your ether. That's it.
Yeah. Thanks very much. See you soon.